Johnson's on it, who, although he was he wasn't a player, but he was a kind of unofficial coach.
Well, that alone plus Gibson makes it worth a buck or two, anyhow.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Gibson, I understand, is he had to hold a gun to his head, and then he still doesn't want to sign anything. So.
Is that right? Yeah.
That makes it worth something.
Yeah.
Do you get much fan mail today?
Surprising. You know, I probably average an item a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which by the standards of the Stars isn't much, but makes me feel kind of good that people still remember me, and I have no qualms with. You know, most of them are sending me baseball cards to sign and file cards and whatnot, but. Yeah, I average probably 40 or 50 pieces a year.
Do you have your baseball cards?
Pardon?
Do you have any of your baseball cards?
Yeah, I have all three of them.
Good.
I'd like to have some more. I thought about, there's of course a lot of baseball card shops around here, not a lot, but two or three of them. And I got three grandkids now. I'd like them to have, each of them to have a set. So I've been thinking about, you know, see if I can come up with a set for each of them.
I've got a 64 card with you. I'll stick it in the mail.
Hey, that'd be great.
It's
every little bit helps.
Is that your last year on the card, if I remember correctly? Yeah, that's it's not much. One of your cards is in the one of the so-called high numbers that are hard to find.
Really?
I don't remember which year it was now. Well, I guess it maybe let's see, the 63 card I guess was a high number. It's they're available. They just take a little more looking than the others, and instead of costing 50 cents or a dollar, they cost like $8 or $10, I think.
I see.
I'll keep an eye open for them. That's no big deal. This magazine, as I say, is a baseball card collector's magazine, and I see things all the time. What was it? Oh, this, you know, I'm glad you like your fan mail. As a result of this, when it appears, you'll probably get a rush of autograph requests for a period of about a month after it appears. That's been the usual history.
One thing I noticed, and it isn't a big deal, evidently there's a book out or some kind of publication that has addresses.
Yeah, it's called, I've got one, that's where I got your address. I don't even see it right now on my desk.
Well, the reason, sometime my mail, I have the same address, but they changed my zip code number. And although it's not a big deal, I don't know if that is information that you might like to pass along to whoever edits that program.
Oh, I will. I'll stick it. You gave me your zip code here on the return
letter.
Yeah,
212. It's 99212. It used to be 206.
Okay.
99206. And then all the mail that I get comes 99206.
I will. I'll drop a note to the editor. I don't even know where that thing is right now. It's up here somewhere, though, on the shelf. And I think they put a new one out. I think it's every 2 years.
Uh-huh.
So it'll be a while before it gets changed. Do you mind if I put the address in the article?
No, I don't care.
Okay. That way, if the people want to write you, we'll have it correct. And there will be there. Usually, guys I've talked to say that, one fellow, I don't know if you remember, Nick Testa caught one game for the Giants back in...
Testa?
Yeah, back in 58.
I know that name.
He said that he averages about 10 or 12 requests a year. And then I heard from him shortly after his interview appeared, and he said he'd gotten 30 of them in the first month. So there's a real pickup initially.
Yeah.
Well, Jack, if you went back... back in the 50s and had the opportunity again, would you do this all again?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, God, yes. You know, I didn't make a lot of money. My highest salary was like $22,000. But I made a lot of friends, and I had a lot of fun. And my wife and I, we reminisce about this every once in a while. And one of the things that makes me wonder if I should have stayed in it. But... absolutely no regrets.
Great.
I had, like you say, where else could you, I can honestly say that I never ever, not one single day, I used to hear guys say, good, I hope it's raining today. I never ever felt that way. I look forward to every day. I knew I was lucky to be there, and I savored every day. I think that's one of the things that disappointed me a little bit, maybe, about some major leaguers that I don't think they really appreciated what was happening to them.
Mm-hmm.
But I do, and I did, and I like you say, I savored every minute of it, and I would do it again in a minute. No different. I had the fortitude to go to college in the off season, you know, got myself a college degree, so I could fall back on something else when I was done playing. I'm gonna hope to retire from teaching here in a couple of years, and I want to get into scouting on a more, at least part-time, if not full-time.
Mm-hmm. That would be a good way to spend some retirement years.
Yeah, I really would like to do that. I've been working a little bit with a guy named Lloyd Christopher, who scouts for the Angels on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what I'd really like to do.
That's good. You're still a young enough man that you can scout for quite a while.
Well, yeah, you know, I'm 57 now, and in good health, and I'm looking forward to it. I like to do that a little bit. I think it'd be rewarding to sign a good, you know, some players and watch their progress, and if you get lucky, you know, I talked to Lloyd, you know, some of them, he signed Eckersley, who's the third baseman with Lansford.
Mm-hmm.
He signed both of those players.
That's a pretty good career right there.
To find those kind of players and watch their progress.
I guess it's awful hard. I played ball up until I was 40 years old in amateur leagues, and obviously I kept, you know, by the time I got to be 40, I figured that the major leagues were not going to offer me a contract, so I finally hung it up to watch my son, but I saw an awful lot of players, and it's awful hard to look at the young kids and to me and see what's going to, I mean, some of these boys look like they move so nicely, they do everything so well, and they seem to peak out at 16 or 17 years old. I guess it's part of knowing what you're looking at to try to determine who goes beyond that point.
Yeah, well, you know, it's going to take me a while to, I've been watching high school and college around here locally, and, you know, it's going to take an education to get out there, and of course, I got a pretty good idea of what it takes. We have a rookie league team here in Spokane.
Mm-hmm.
We're a farm team for San Diego. And so I'm seeing the kind of kids that they're signing, and, you know, the ones that they think are prospects. And of course, the Griffey kid came through this league for a short stay. He didn't stay long.
No, he didn't stay anywhere long, but they got to the big time.
Yeah. So I got to get a little idea of, you know, the kind of people they're looking for and what they've got to be able to do.
Well, I wish you luck. I've got an 18-year-old son is in college now, and he would give his right arm. He wouldn't give his left arm because he's left-handed, but he'd give his right arm to play ball.
Yeah.
And he's all right. He's a pitcher, and so actually sounds a little bit like you in that he's got control, and if he's going to get him out, it's pretty much going to be the fastball, but he'll set him up with the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just dying to get the opportunity. So I wish all the kids luck. Pardon?
He's in college now.
Yeah, he's a small college here in Kentucky, Berea College.
I see.
But he was the number two pitcher in the fall and figures to be next year as a freshman, so there's hope for him.
Well, I got a son that got bitten by the baseball bug, and he played NCAA Division I for Gonzaga University.
Mm-hmm.
Out here, which is a fairly decent baseball school, but he unfortunately had his father's speed. He was a good little infielder, but he just didn't have enough quickness. But he's coaching, and
good.
And he runs a baseball camp here in the summertime, and he's, what, 26 or 7, and he's having a ball.
That's
so, you
good.
Know, there's other ways to go, too, if you don't make that. But, you know, I know he's disappointed that he didn't get an opportunity, but...
Well, everybody can. There's different levels of talent.
Yeah.
Well, I wish him luck, too.
Okay, appreciate that.
Jack, I appreciate your time. I took more than 15 minutes. I'm sorry. I appreciate your time. As I said in the letter a long time ago, you know, at the time, there was a big difference in our ages, and I really became a fan of yours and you were with the Seals. There's not all that much difference in our ages anymore. I don't know how that happened over the years, but
yeah.
It seems to catch up.
Yeah, it does.
I do appreciate this very much. It'll take me a few days to send you a copy of it before I send it to the magazine. You haven't said anything that'll offend anybody, but I'd do like the fellas to read it over first to make sure that that everything is said as they want it said.
Sure.
And I'll stick this baseball card in there when I send it to you.
Great.
And I'll look for more for you.
All right, that's fine.
Thank you very much.
All right.